As we prepare to join with the sisters in celebration of St. Joseph Day, I invite you to reflect with me on the person and example St. Joseph provides for us in our lives and in the healing ministry of Jesus. Both in Christian scriptures and in tradition, we find Joseph to be a beloved and accepting father, creatively courageous, and a hard worker. A father who was a quiet, humble man. Joseph was really a family man. So we asked the Sisters of St. Joseph of Orange, what does family mean to you? And let's listen as they share.
I believe that God created our families to be united to one another. We are united. We are interconnected because of the water we drink and the air we breathe.
All of these examples represent love, togetherness, acceptance, biopsychosocial and spiritual acceptance space for listening and understanding, inclusivity and compassion. It also symbolizes protection, like Joseph, as a family man, protects Jesus and Mary to flee from persecution in their homelands.
Who is family for me? With whom am I related? Within webs of connections, not always called family, we live, grow, and love. Adapting Debbie McCumber's words, these people are God's guest list for our lives. We influence one another. We mentor one another into who we are becoming, family.
When I consider the meaning of family, a flood of memories and images come to mind. My own family at an event with generations of relatives from the eldest to the most recent newborn are included, all sitting at the table. There's room for all. There's food for all. Strengthening our bonds as we grow in our belonging to each other.
When I hear the name family, the first thing that pops in my mind is my human family that I was born into, my parents, where I was born, my culture. So I sort of think of it as the human family. But then I have to also go out to the larger family, which is the global family that I'm a part of. And with the global family, it's that whole experience that we are all made in the image and likeness of God.
My mom and dad were older when they got married, and I'm an only child. And I really grew up in a very happy home environment. And I think the basic thing that I learned is that I was really loved unconditionally, not for what I did or didn't do, but just that deep, unconditional love.
I just recently, about a week ago, returned from El Salvador, and I was very moved by a family who had taken me in when I went to El Salvador some 30 years ago. They took in a young boy, 13 years old, who has roamed the streets, has no place to go. His parents have not taken care of him. So the family decided to take him in, and now he has a home. I am so proud of him and thankful to God, to this family who took him in.
And I'm wondering, what does family mean to you? In reading the values nominations, often caregivers refer to their team members as family, which reflects the genuine close bonds that have developed among them. And I think of the two nurses who work in Infusion Pharmacy and how one volunteered to accompany the other who was seeking medical care at the Mayo Clinic. They became family for each other. Our lives are woven together and sustained by ordinary people who, like Joseph, are doing extraordinary things. Caregivers who are quietly going about doing good, offering healing, and changing lives for the better. St. Joseph's qualities as a builder and a dreamer are expressed on a daily basis as we think about the mission and values. You are the living spirit of Joseph when you treat each other and those we care for with dignity, and when you strive to make every encounter sacred as you carry your work with excellence and compassion. Joseph reminds us that those who appear hidden can play a profound role far beyond our ever knowing, for every loving thought and gesture ripples out in unforeseen and beautiful ways. Such is the transforming power of love. So I thank you for the many ways you care for patients in our community and for each other as family. Happy St. Joseph's Day. Mm-hmm.